Sin ein Beis, Rabbi Sacha Lichtig, the Indian Mitzvah Sphere Saime.
I think we're all familiar with the Shaila, how many mitzvahs are involved with Sphere Saime. Whether it's one mitzvah or 49 mitzvahs. But there's another shaila, which I'd like to discuss today, which is whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs says the following lashon: Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, he says, Sivon Nisporim Mitzvahs HaOmer Tishav Abayim Yom. That's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. V'hu Amru Yisaleh Usfahatim Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos. Now the Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer, now compares it to another mitzvah. V'da, ki kamay shenishchayvu beis din, limnois shenois yoyvel, shana shana, shmita shmita. Just like beis din have a mitzvah to count, just like we count Sfiras HaOmer, there's a mitzvah on beis din to count the years and the shmitas of yoyvel. Every year, beis din will count. This is the first year of the Oval, this is the second year of the Oval. They would count each year and each Shemitah. So the Rambam says, in the same way that Beis Din would count the years of the Oval, K'moshe be'az b'meshe kodam, kein chayev kol echad memenu. Similarly, every one of us is chayev limnos yemois ha'omer, yoim yoim, shavua shavua. Similarly, every one of us is chayev to count the days of the Omer, day by day and week by week. So the Rambam says that our mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is compared to the mitzvah of counting the years of Shemitah and Yovel. Husha Omar Tisparu Chamishim Yom V'Omar Shiva Shur Tisparuch. Now, the Rambam then says that just like the mitzvah of counting the years of Yovel is one mitzvah, similarly, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is also only one mitzvah. O k'moisha mitzvahs minyan hashonim b'hashmita mitzvah achas k'moisha be'anu. Just like over there, the mitzvah of Sfiras Shonim and Shmitas is only one mitzvah, kein Sfiras HaOmer mitzvah achas. Similarly, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah. V'chein mono oisa kol mi shegadam lo mitzvah achas. Everybody reckons it just as one mitzvah. So there's a halamina, says the Rambam, that you might have thought that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to count the days, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. And on that the Rambam says, no, don't make that mistake. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is like the mitzvah of counting Yovel, and just like over there it's one mitzvah, similarly over here it's also one mitzvah. Don't make a mistake. There's a lot in the Gemara in Menachos which says there's a mitzvah to count the days, there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. And you'll think that it's two mitzvahs. The lot of the Gemara in Menachos says mitzvah lemimni yomi or mitzvah lemimni shvui. There's a mitzvah to count the days and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. So you might make a mistake and think that it's two mitzvahs. No. Another Rambam says, don't make that mistake. It's only one mitzvah. Ki kol chelek v'chelek mechel kei mitzvah shiyo v'chalokim mitzvah lasus kol chelek v'meno. It's just parts of one big mitzvah. So the Rambam says that you might have made a mistake and thought that counting Sfiras HaOmer is two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to count the days, there's a mitzvah to counting the weeks. And that the Rambam says, no, don't make that mistake. It's really only one mitzvah with two parts. Now the Rambam then brings two riyas to this point, that counting the days and the weeks is only one mitzvah. The horaya habrura al zeh, the clear riyah that there is for this, heyoseinu meinin gamkein b'chol laila shem kach v'kach shuos kach v'kach yomim. The Rambam says, the first riyah the Rambam brings is that the fact that we count every single day, the weeks and the days, That's a raya that it's two mitzvahs. The haraya habrua al zeh hayoseinu meinim gam kein b'chol laila shem kach v'kach shvois kach v'kach yomim. The ino haya hashvois mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. If the mitzvah of counting the weeks would be a mitzvah in its own right, loy hayino masadrin in yama elo b'leil hashvois. We would only count it at the end of each week. When the week is finished and you've completed 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that's when you count the weeks. The fact that we count the weeks every single day, we say it's 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days, the fact that we count it every single day, that's a raya, then it must be two mitzvahs. We'll come to what the pshat in that is. It's a raya, so it's a raya that it's one mitzvah. The ino hoyo hashuas mitzvah, if neyatsu lo hayinu mesadrin in yono, ela b'leil hashuas. That's one raya. The hayinu oimrim shnei brachas. And also we should be saying two brachas. Al shviras ha'oimer, the al shviras shavoye ha'oimer, and counting the weeks of the oimer. So the Rambam brings two rayas to this fact that it's just one mitzvah. One raya is the fact that you only count the weeks. So the fact that you count the weeks every single day, not just at the end of the week. And another raya is the fact that there's only one bracha. So Bishlomo, the second raya, that's easy enough to understand. If it would be two mitzvahs, the Rambam says that we should be making two brachas, and the fact that it's only one bracha, it's a raya, but it's only one mitzvah. That's an easy raya to understand. But the other raya that the Rambam brings, that it's the fact that it's one mitzvah, because we count the weeks every single day, why is that a raya that it's one mitzvah as opposed to two mitzvahs? The Rambam seems to be saying that it's connected. The fact that you count the days of the week, you say it's 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days, the fact that we do that every single day, that's a raya that it's one mitzvah. If it would be two mitzvahs, then we wouldn't be counting it every single day, then you just count it, the end of the first week is 1 week. After 14 days, you'd say it's 2 weeks. Mm. After 21 days, you'd say it's 3 weeks. The Rambam says that it's a raya, the fact that you're counting the weeks, every single day, 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days, that's a raya that it's one mitzvah. So we have to understand why is that a raya to the fact that it's one mitzvah. Just because we're counting the parts of the week every single day, why does that prove that it's one mitzvah as opposed to two mitzvahs? It seems to be that there's a connection. The fact that we're counting the weeks every single day, that's a proof but it's only one mitzvah. If it would be two mitzvahs, you wouldn't be counting the weeks every single day, then you'd only be counting them at the end of the week, when it's week one, week two, week three. So we have to understand, what's the raya? The fact that you're counting the weeks every single day, that's a raya that it's just one mitzvah. So in order to understand the raya of the Rambam, I'd like to read you out the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchus Shmit of Yevul, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, when he talks about the mitzvah of counting the years and the Shmitas of Yevul, which the Rambam says, that's the raya to the fact that it's only one mitzvah. With the mitzvah of counting Yevul, Be'emes, there's two psukim. When you're counting the years of the Yevul, there's two psukim. One pasuk says, "V'sofat lecha sheva shabsos shonim." You should count for yourself 7 years of resting, sheva shabsos shonim. And then the pasuk continues, "Sheva shonim, sheva pa'onim, sheva pa'onim." 7 years, 7 times. Or one pasuk, but it's two parts of the pasuk. "V'sofat lecha sheva shabsos shonim." You should count to Mitzrayim Beis Din to count 7 years, sheva shabsos shonim. Sheva shonim, sheva pa'amim. So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, when he brings this Loshon, he brings the Loshon of the Sifri. The Loshon Sifri, Yochol Yisva Sheva Shmitzos Zuach Hazu. I might have thought that maybe you should count the 7 years of Shmitzah one after the other. You should count them consecutively. V'yasu Yovel, and then make a Yovel. Talmud Leima Sheva shonim, sheva pa'amim. Therefore, the pasuk has to write, no, it's sheva shonim, sheva pa'amim. It's 7 years, 7 times. It's not consecutively. It's one lot of seven, and then another lot of seven. So the Rambam says that the reason why you need two psukim is because if you would have just had the first part of the pasuk, "V'safat alach Hashem Hashav Lishonim," the Zefri says you would have made a mistake, and maybe you'd count the 7 years consecutively. Therefore, you need the second part of the pasuk, "Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pa'amim." You need a second part to tell you, no, you don't count it consecutively, you count it at seven groups of seven. Yochon Yishmo Sheva Shemitzoi Zuha Hazu V'yasa Yoivo Talmud Loima Sheva Shonim Sheva Pa'amim. Now, the Sifri then concludes with this Loshon. Ha'ad She'yomru Shnei K'suvim, unless you've said both Psukim, V'im Lav Loi Shomanu, and if not, we haven't understood it. So the Sifri says a Loshon, Ad She'yomru Shnei K'suvim, you need to have both Psukim, unless you write both Psukim, V'im Lav, and if not, Loi Shomanu. In other words, you need the Pasuk of V'safas Elohar Sheva Shabtei Shonim, that you have to count 7 years of Shemitah, and also you need to write the Pasuk of Sheva Shonim, Sheva Po'amim. So the Rambam wants to explain, what does this line mean, Ad She'yomru Shnei K'suvim, unless you write two Psukim, V'im Lav Loi Shomanu. What does that line mean? So the Rambam says, Kloima, Shemitzah Zu Loi Higia Eichus Asiyosha. You can't really understand the depth. You can't fully understand this mitzvah Elo Mishnei K'suvim, unless you've got both psukim. If you just have one posuk and not the other, you wouldn't get the right shot in the mitzvah. You need to have the second posuk to explain what the first posuk means. V'hu sheyimnim hashonim b'yochid v'nimna hashvur simoyim sheva pomim. Therefore you have to count the years and you have to count the seven shmitzahs together seven times. Now, now that the Sifriya says that you need to have two psukim in order to understand the mitzvah, shehem mitzvah achas be'achreach, that proves that it must be one mitzvah. She'ilu hayu shtei mitzvahs, if it would be two separate mitzvahs, klayma minyan shnei hashmitzahs or minyan hashonim, if it would be two mitzvahs counting the shmitzahs and counting the years, similar to counting the days and counting the weeks, it would be two separate mitzvahs. Lay Amru, they wouldn't have said, Ashiyomu Shnei K'suvim, or you have to have two psukim to understand the mitzvah. He can't say mitzvahs Yilmadu Mishnei K'suvim. Obviously, if you've got two mitzvahs, obviously you have to have two psukim for it. The fact that the Sifri says, oh, you can only understand this mitzvah because you've got two psukim, the Rambam says, you know what the Sifri means? It means that you have to have both psukim to help you understand this one mitzvah. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of counting the years of the Yovel and counting the shmitas of the Yovel are all one mitzvah. And it must be like that because you need to have two psukim to understand the mitzvah. One posuk is megala on the other posuk. It's not two separate psukim. One teaching you about counting the shmitas and one teaching you about counting the years. It's one posuk and one is megala on the other. And the Rambam brings another riot to this, a different example. The Omnom Yoma La Oilom Achi Yoma Shnei K'suvim. You would always say that you need to have two psukim, but mitzvah achas Shloi Tishlam Yediyosoi. If you don't completely understand it, Elom Shnei K'suvim, unless you got both psukim together. Kamei Habachoy. There's a mitzvah of Pidyon Aben, redeeming the firstborn. So the Rambam says, one pasuk says, "Shebo b'chosav v'chol peteh rechem li." Every firstborn, every opening of the womb belongs to me. So the Rambam says, if you would have just had that pasuk, you would have said, "Well, every firstborn, whether it's male or female, is in a pidyon aben." For yireh lo zeh levad, if you just have that pasuk on its own, "Sheheya b'chor l'Hashem," that the b'chor belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam, bein zachar bein nekeva, whether it's male or female, she's called peteh rechem li. And then there's another pasuk which says, "Hazachorim Lashem." Every male belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. So then that pasuk would imply, "Levada," if you have it on its own, "Shekol Zachor Lashem." Bein Bechor, bein Poshet, whether it's a firstborn or whether it's a second child, every Zachor belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. So you got one pasuk which says that every firstborn belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam, male or female. You got another pasuk which says that every male belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. ובשני הכסובים הגיע עניין המצווה. So from the two psukim together, now we've arrived at the pshat of the mitzvah, shehu b'chor zachor levad. It's the firstborn, which is a male, that's the one which belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the Rambam brings this as an example, that when you've got two psukim, on each posuk, one posuk is megala on the other, that's not two separate mitzvahs, that's one mitzvah, and you only understand the mitzvah when you've got both psukim together. So in the same way, the Rambam says that the mitzvah counts in the years of Yovel, the Shemitahs and the years, it's not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah which you have to have two psukim in order to understand it. So, with the mitzvah of Sfirah Sa'ayma, let's come back now to the mitzvah of Sfirah Sa'ayma. There's one part of the mitzvah which is counting the days, there's another part of the mitzvah which is counting the weeks. Are these two parts linked together? Is there any connection between counting the weeks and counting the days? Or are they two totally unrelated parts of the mitzvah? Even if you say it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, even if you say it's one mitzvah, are these two parts of the mitzvah linked together? Or two separate mitzvahs? There's counting the two separate parts, there's counting the days and there's counting the weeks. Or do they have some connection one with the other? Now, let's ask another shaila. The concept of a week, does that mean 7 days make up a week, or is it with 7 different parts, or when you get to the end of the week, that's when you have a week? A week is something which is really, you only get to the concept of a week when you get to the end of the week. Day 1, day 2, day 3, they're not parts of a week. It's when you get to the end of the week, that's considered a week. Like, for example, when you have a day. So there's hours in a day, but the concept of a day only comes into completion when you get to, when you've got a full day. There's no havamina that you should count in the Omer 1 hour of the day, 2nd hour of the day, 3rd hour of the day, 4th hour of the day. That's not a day. A day is when you get to the end of the day, or the beginning of the day, that's when you have to count the day. But there's no havamina, you should be counting the hours of the day. So in the same way, when you have a week is a week when you get to the end of the week. So there's no havamina that you should be counting 1 day and 1 week, 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days. Misvara, you should only be counting the week when it's a week. Just like there's no svara that you should be counting the day, a quarter of the day, a half of the day, 3/4 of the day. You count the day when it's a full day. So in the same way, the Rambam holds, that there's no svara that you should be counting the day, the week, at each part of the week. So therefore, why are we talking counting? It's 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days. Why are we counting the parts of the week? L'chayim misvara, just like you don't count parts of the day, you shouldn't be counting parts of the week. When you get to the end of the week, oh, this is 1 week. When you get to the end of the second week, it's 2 weeks, it's 3 weeks. But what's the reason that we should be counting parts of the week? On that, the Rambam says, you know why? Because the pasuk of Tisbur Chamishim Yom, that you have to count every single day, is not a separate entity in its own right. There's the Tisbur Chamishim Yom, and it's Megala on the Sheva Shabbosos, on the 7 weeks, that the weeks also have to be counted in a Tzura of Yomim. The Tisbur Chamishim Yom is not something totally separate from the 7 weeks, from the Sheva Shabbosos. The Tisbur Chamishim Yom is telling you how you have to count the Sheva Shabbosos. Just like with the mitzvah of Yovel, there's one pasuk which is Megala on the other pasuk, and with the Bechor, there's one pasuk which is Megala on the other pasuk. So the Rambam says that the fact that it says Tisbur Chamishim Yom is Megala, that you should be counting your weeks every single day. And therefore, when you count Shiva Shvois, when you're counting 1 week, 2 weeks, it's not just good enough to count 1 week on its own, second week on its own. You have to count the days with it, because each part of the week is also considered something to be counted, because the pasuk says Tisbur Chamishim Yom. You have to count every single day. Oh, that premise is, I think, is a machlokes v'shoinim. Yeah, that was the big machlok Rishonim. Yeah, we might see it a little bit later. But Emes, the Rishonim would say, you don't have to count the days at all. Elephant, once you get to the end of the first week, you tell there's no more counting of the days. Because the Pasuk of Tisbar Chamashim is in Gantz, and the Pasuk is totally Megala in Shiva Shavuos. Yeah, but other Rishonim seem to say that no, although it's a Gili, but it's still, there's still a mitzvah to count the days, whether that itself is a Hachoma for the Shavuos, or whether it's in its own right, counting the days. But the Rambam holds that the counting the weeks every single day is learnt from the Pasuk of Tisbar Chamashim Yayim. So therefore the Rambam holds, that's the raya that it must be one mitzvah. If it would be two separate mitzvahs, in other words, counting the days is one mitzvah, and counting the weeks is another mitzvah, and they're totally unconnected. There's just one mitzvah of counting the days, and one mitzvah of counting the weeks. Then, you shouldn't be counting the weeks every single day, because misvara, there's no reason to be counting parts of a week, because the entity of a week only comes into the cheshbon of a week when you've got the end of the week, just like you don't count parts of a day, you don't count parts of the week. So the Rambam says, why are we talking counting parts of the week? It must be, says the Rambam, that the pasuk of Tishbur Chamishim Yom has been megala on the pasuk of Shalosh Shabbosos. Oh, you're supposed to be counting it every single day. The Tishbur Chamishim Yom tells you how you have to count the 7 weeks, that every single day has to be counted in the Shalosh Shabbosos. Says the Rambam, oh, if every single day is considered part of the Shalosh Shabbosos, that must be that it's one mitzvah, that the Tisbur HaMishim Yayim has been megala on the Shalosh Shabbosos. Now the two psukim are connected. Once the two psukim are connected, oh, that's a raya that it's one mitzvah. If it will be two separate mitzvahs, the Tisbur HaMishim Yayim has got no shaykhus to the Shalosh Shabbosos, so there's no svara to be counting the weeks every single day. We should only be counting it at the same shvur. Shvur echot, shtei shvurs. The fact that we're counting every single day, where does that come from? Where do we know that you're supposed to be counting the weeks every single day? That counts on the Tisbur HaMishim Yayim. Ah, says the Rambam, if that counts on the Tisbur HaMishim Yayim, that's a raya that one pasuk is megala on the other. That must be that it's now only one mitzvah. So that's the pshat in the Rambam, when he says, the proof, Haraya Habrura al Zeh, Hayosenu Moinim Gamke Mokolaylo, Shem Kach Vekach Shwurs, Kach Vekach Yomim, the fact that we count the weeks and the days every single day, the Ilo Haya Shwurs Mitzvah Neatma, if the weeks would be a mitzvah on their own, Loi Hayinu Mesadrim in Yano, Elabalein HaShwurs, we should only be counting it on the Leil Shwurs. The Pshat is, the Pshat in the Rambam is, why are you counting the days of the week every single day? The Torah says, because the pasuk of Tisbur Chamishim Yayim has been megala on the pasuk of Shalosh Shabbosos. The fact that it's been megala, oh, now we can see that the two psukim are linked together. If the two psukim are linked together, then that's mamash like the mitzvah of Shonim, the Shonim of Yovel, it's like the mitzvah of Bechayim. If the two psukim are linked together, so that's why you need to have, that's why it's only one mitzvah.
Which could I talking about the saying every single day the word where we're
up to Mishavua
and Yom Echad Shavua Shnei Yomim, or is it about
everything every day is the day? No, the mitzvahs of the day, that's what was just my idea before, whether now that the Tisbur HaMishim Yom has been Megala on the Shiva Shavuos, do you now have to count the days Bechlal? Maybe you shouldn't say, once you get to the end of the first week, maybe you should just say it's 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days. You shouldn't say it's 8 days, 9 days, 10 days. But Emes, that is one of the, that's the shit of the Avi Ezri. The shit of the Avi Ezri is that once you get to the end of the first week, you don't count the days at all. The whole pasuk of Tisbur HaMishim Yayim is in Gansan a Gilui in the Shiva Shavuos. It's only a mitzvah of counting weeks. The Tisbur HaMishim Yayim is just telling you how you have to count the weeks. There's no 8 days, 9 days, 10 days. It's 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days, and the pasuk of Tisbur HaMishim Yayim in Gansan falls away. That's the Torah that brings the shit to the Avi Ezri. But there's more than the Rambam, there is a mitzvah to count the days. So the Rambam holds that yes, there's a gilui from Tisbur HaMishim Yayim that you have to count the weeks. It's 1 week and 1 day, 1 week and 2 days, 1 week and 3 days. But there's also still the old mitzvah of counting the days on their own that you have to count Tisbur HaMishim Yayim.
Maybe those two are social mitzvahs. What's excluding that? Those two are
social mitzvahs. Well, once you said that the Tisbur HaMishim Yayim is megala on the Shalosh Shabbosos, why should it be that part of the pasuk is one mitzvah and that part of the pasuk is another mitzvah? Pasuk, that's the tzura of how you have to do
how you have to do the mitzvah. But Emma says, the Rabbeinu Yerucham asks that, why do we say it's so and so many days, Sheheim Shavua Echa? Why do we say it's 7 days, Sheheim Shavua Echa? Why don't we just say it's 7 days and it's 1 week? Why do we say Sheheim Shavua Echa? So it could be that once you said that the days are a gilui on the weeks, it could be that the whole surah of how you're counting the days, that it's 1 day, it's 2 days, it's 3 days, that is good for the Hakdama of the Cheshvan. It's how do you know how many weeks and days it is? It's 8 days, which is 1 week and 1 day. It could even be that the whole surah of how we count the days themselves is a Hakdama of how you're making the calculation of the weeks and the days. Yeah, because the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, why should you say Shehem? There it is, that it could be that the whole counting of the days is just a hakdama of how you make the calculation into the counting of the weeks. Then is the Yukim and the Lashon of the Rambam when he brings down the mitzvah, whether which posuk he brings down. Is the mitzvah the mitzvah of counting the days, or is the mitzvah the counting of the weeks? In the Lashon in Hilchos Mitzvah Yovel, he seems to bring down that the mitzvah is the counting of the weeks. It doesn't mention the days at all. And in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which he brings at the beginning of each sefer, also says the mitzvah is just to count the weeks. The days he leaves out, and it doesn't say that's part of the mitzvah. So it could be that the whole counting of the days is just a hakdama, it's just a hechatimtza of getting to the calculation of how many weeks and days it is b'chlal. Not going as far as the Avi Ezri, which says you don't have to count the days at all, but in the same surah, that the reason why you're counting the days is as a cheshbon, as a calculation of working out what the mitzvah, how many days we're up to in the Shiva Shavuos. Al Kaponim, the shit of the Rambam is that he brings a raya that the mitzvah of counting the days and the weeks is only one mitzvah, and his raya is from the fact that we count the days of the week every single day, and the further raya of the Rambam is from the fact that the Tisbur Chamishim Yom, that's a gilui on the mitzvah of Shev Shabbos, that you have to count the weeks every single day.
That's good. Yeah. Okay.